We are learning Masechet Ksubos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua is Moida, that Amigu called the Pesha, also Pesha Itta, your Neman, which means he went over to a guy and said, this property I'm on was your father's, and I bought it from him. And the Gemara asked on yesterday's Daf, why don't we say we're talking about the guy himself, why do we need to have to work the father's property? And the Gemara answers, now the Gemara has a question, that we still have an Eitzah that we could do talking about the Baal Dover himself, not his father. And we'll talk about a case of Halva, Freitim Marakash on top of your Chesmanav. Listen, Moedir Rabbi Yeshua, Boim Lechaveri, walk over to your friend and say, Mona Levi Simcha, I borrowed money from you, who paradilach, and I paid you. Shu Neman. And there you Neman. Why you Neman? Because it's a Pesha, it's a Pesha Itta. He has no star, he has nothing to prove that he owes him money, that Reuven owes Shimon the money. And Reuven says himself, I owe you money, but I paid you back. So that's the case where it's Pesha, Pesha Itta, and Yeneman. So the Gemara answers, no, you can't say that. What does it say in the Sefer? It says in the Sefer, if there are Edim, that there was Halva, so then, Ein Yeneman. Nachar, why not? Mishnah, the Gemara wants to say, from Yesh Edim Shu Lo Yvamenu, Bo Eime Paratav, it says Paratav, Ein Yeneman. Right, tomorrow, it's not true, but Kaimulon Hamalva Es Chaveir Be'edim, Ein Sarach Var Be'edim. Halacha is, even if you're Malva Be'edim, you don't have to pay back with Edim, you can just say Parati. If you have a star, something called Star Chobiyodim Aboy. If Shimon has a star on Reuven, so when Reuven pays up, he's giving a star, I'll rip it up. So if he's still holding on to the star, it's a riot, he didn't pay. But just have Alva with Edom, then you don't pay back with Edom, so anyway, Katana Parati. So therefore, he could not work out the end of the Mishnah would not work out. And the Achrayim ask, that Lechayri could have said that even the Reisha didn't work out. Because what was saying in the Reisha? That if a guy goes over, he says Levisi, then the reason why you Neman is because the Pesha also Pesha Itta. That's why you Neman. You don't need that. Even if you don't have a Migu, I'm Neman say Parati, there's no star. So you could have asked Tamazah, it makes no sense to say this Pshat, because Tamazah, you wouldn't need a Pesha also, because any time there's no star, you are Neman to say Parati. You Neman say Parati, that's what the Acharnim ask, but the Maisa, either way, the Gemara asks him to say for maybe it's more first, whatever the Tarot says. Akaponim, so that didn't work out. You can't say Levisi. The Gemara, another kasha. Why don't we say a case of a halva, but a case with the father? Velisti moide Rabbi Yeshua ba'im lechaveroi mona lavicha v'yadi. They went over to his friend and he said, "I owed your father money v'achaltiv pras, and I paid up part of it." Shehu neman, that you neman. Now, what are we gaining by this? Anyway, we're talking case of the father. What are we gaining by this? Rashi explains the gaining by this is that even moide miksa sometimes could be potter. So why don't we say moide Rabbi Yeshua? Even moide b'miksa, which usually chayav Yeshua, is potter. What would be the case that I went over to a guy and said, by the way, I owed you your father money. I paid up part of it, and I only owe you this much. Shehu neman, that you neman. So tomorrow you can't say that case. Why? Because I leave with the man. Who are going coin to? There's a machlokes in a mishnah. When a brisa, Rav Eliezer Yaakov and the Rabbanon, about if this is called the Meshav Aveda. Let's see the inside. I'll leave it in mind. Eliezer Rabbanon, our Meshav Aveda. Eliezer Yaakov, how much shvua by Takanita shvua? What are we talking about? What do you mean? What's Rav Eliezer Yaakov and Rabbanon? The title of the brisa. Rav Eliezer Yaakov, I'm a pa'amim sha'odom nishba al tainis aspay. Sometimes a person can make a shvua even though he's the one who brought up the taina. Ketzad. Mono l'avicha b'yadi. He goes to someone and says, you know, I owe your father money. V'chaltiv pras, and I paid back part of it. Hareze nishba, he makes a shvua. V'zeo shenishba al tainas atzmai. This is called nishba al tainas atzmai. Yichayiv atzmai miksas. V'chom oimim ein el kameshiv aveda potter. You're a meshiv aveda and you're potter. What does meshiv aveda mean? Meshiv aveda means that if you find a metzia and you find a wallet and you bring it back to the owner and the owner looks inside and says, hey, there's $1,000 in it, now only $500. Does the Meshav have to make a shvua? That halacha is, everyone agrees, you don't have to make a shvua. Why? Because no one's want to give back metzias anymore. Because they're going to suspect him, he stole it. Really, he didn't steal it. He picked it up. He didn't have to give it back. He kept it himself. He gave it back. He's missing $500. It's not my fault. I don't make a shvua. It's not my fault. But, you know, on the other hand, you can say, what do you mean? He probably took that $500 and make it look good. He returned something. So that's the takana derabana called Meshav Aveda, tikkun olam, because we want people to give back metzias. Therefore, we said there is no shua. So the question is, here we have a case where someone went over to a son and said, I owed your father money and I paid up half. Is that called Meshav Aveda or not? Lez Yaakov says, no, you chayav shua. And the rabbanan say, no, you're potter and shua. So what does that have to do with our case? So our case is a similar case. We're saying that we want the Mishnah to say Moedei Rabbi Yeshua. So Gemara is asking that Moedei Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't stim like either Rabbanon or Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why? Because if Fidei Rabbanon, then the halacha is that you are taka. If you're a Rabbanon, even if you have a tviya, the halacha is your potter. There we'll see in a second that even if he's teveya, even if it's a child's teveya, it's still called Meshav Aveda. We'll see why in a second, but even if the son is teveya, it's still Meshav Aveda.
Why is it called Meshav Aveda to begin with?
Because he could have denied the whole entire thing.
Major
Veda said
they were taking on because
people in
Pesha.
Right.
The
Pesha right.
That he could have.
This is not Pesha Major Veda, something else. Major Veda Pesha, something else Pesha also. Major Veda means they could have said nothing. It's like
Major Veda is
where
I was because taking on.
I know, but once we have, right, it's true. Once we have that fact, it means like this, that any time I just get away with the whole thing, it's called Major Veda. It's similar to a Pesha also. I get away with the whole thing. I didn't have to say anything. So now that I said half, I'm doing you a favor, at least. I'm doing me a Major Veda.
I'm doing you a favor to make myself not be
but he was part. He could have said the whole thing never happened. He wanted a lie, he could have said it never happened.
He could have denied it,
Benaganov. Right, Benaganov, right. You're claiming it's Ganov now also.
I understand.
So, no, so that's me as far. So it's called Major Veda because he could have said he could have been a bigger Ganov. So he said, look at me. I'm telling you the fact that I could have said the whole thing. I'm being masked about all you have. So that's called Meshav Aveda. So the Gemara's question is like this, that who are going according to? Who's Rabbi Yeshua going to? If it's Rabbi Rabbanon, even if the child's Teveya, still it's called Meshav Aveda. Now you can ask me why, so I'll give a sneak preview. The Gemara says later on that really every Moedei Mikzas should be Meshav Aveda. Every Moedei Mikzas could have denied the whole thing. Why is he Moedei Mikzas? So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, and I'm going to say it here also, that really it's ain't on the Meyes Fei Baal Chayvei. He's scared to say deny the whole thing. So he says a half, and this way he makes himself feel better. But by a child, he'll always be mayors, because the guy didn't do him a favor. Why is it on the mayors? Because if a guy does you a favor, lends you money, you're going to start denying the whole thing. That's like you feel silly doing that. But if it's a son, there's no end of the mayors. That's why it's a Meshav Aveda. So Mars Kash like this. The feed the Rabbanon, it's a Meshav Aveda. So then even with the Tviya, the halacha is, not only by a patch, also here was no Tviya, even with a Tviya, the halacha is you would be Naman. And if it's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so then he holds the Izzah Shvua. There is a Shvua. So therefore, we're saying we can't say that's Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Gemara says. Listening to Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Chaveri, Amon Avich, B'yadecha, V'chati Prashu, Ne'eman. The person says, no, it doesn't stim. Because if you're a Rabbanon, even with a Tviya, you're Ne'eman. If you're Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even without a Tviya, the halacha is that you're not Ne'eman. That's how Rashi learns why can't stim if you're a Rabbanon. Tosfos learns slightly different. Tosfos says it can't be according to the Rabbanon because it says it in the Sefer, Yesh Edim, Eino Neman. So Tosfos says, if you're Rabbanon, you're always Neman with Amigu. You could have said that I paid up the whole thing. So therefore, you're always Neman with Amigu, and therefore the Sefer doesn't work. That's how Tosfos explains why I can't stim with Rabbanon. Rashi explains because even with a Tviya for the Resha, and Tosfos says even the Sefer doesn't stim with the Rabbanon. Like Rabbanon was saying, Rabbi Yeshua does not stim with either one, and therefore we can't say that's Pshat in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara goes to explain the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Rabbanon. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, lest they may shave the potter. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold of his dinner, may shave the potter. It's a ticket of Olam, it's the kind of the Rabbanon of that bonding Metzia. And here, it's a Meshav Aveda. It's like Matra is asking, like, what's the Meshav Aveda? So Rashi speaks out. Rashi must Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the second half says like this. The Kivan dechi eino toivoi nami mechayev le shvua. There's no bigger Meshav Aveda than this. He's saying here, like, the guy wasn't even Teveya. And I brought up the whole thing. That's Ein Meshav Aveda Gedol Mezeh. So Rashi says, Al-Kapanim, Lez B'yak, Lez the Meshav Aveda Potter, Amarav. Avada Lez B'yak agrees to Meshav Aveda. Here we're talking about Tainei Katan. There's a little bit of a tree over here. Now I just want to point out that this case of Tainei Katan, or the case of even before, where the katan saying he didn't pay, he's a bari, the katan. Just he doesn't know about the halva. He's sure that I never got paid back when my father never got paid back. We should understand what the tain of the katan is here. There is a stickle of bari here, because not bari v'shema here, but the katan does not know about the halva. That's just a thing to point out. The katan had a taina. There's no shvua on the tainas chereshev v'katan. How can you say pshat over here is the tainas katan, therefore it's made the mixas? There is no tainas shvua on the tainas chereshev v'katan. So tomorrow, when it says tainas katan, my katan gadol. My colleague Katan, the guy Mila Daviv Katan, because regarding his father's affairs, he's called a Katan. Look at Lesb Yaakov's words. He says, sometimes a person's chayev a shvur, I'm tainis atzvay. That's called tainis atzvay. Tainis atzvay, tainis acherimu. There's a gadol being making a tain over here. So Gemara answers, tainis acherim adah as atzvay. It's a tain of acherim and his own adah. Frank Gemara kulu, every moida mixes like that. Tainos a tainis acherim adah as atzvay. Every kulu tain also, every moida mixes as a tainis acherim adah as atzvay. Hello, hocho, but the rabbi can be forgiven. Chagas Lesb Yaakov and Barnes, but the rabbi. The Amar Rabba. Rabba says, this is a Gemara on Bamatziah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Amar Rabba. Pnei ma omra Taira moida miksas hatayne yeshava. Why does the Taira say that moida miksas make a shvua? And the way the first Rishonim explained in Bamatziah and over here is that why isn't it a Meisha Aveda? Every moida miksas a Meisha Aveda. He could have said denied the whole thing. So pnei ma omra Taira moida miksas hatayne yeshava. Chazaka, the reason is, Chazaka Iron Meyez Panavay Bachhoiv. A person is not Meyez, he doesn't lie and deny a whole thing in front of his Bachhoiv. Vahai Bakulabay Lichvere, really wants to be denied the whole thing. Vahai Lakafalay, Mshay Iron Meyez Panav. He wants to do it, he just can't. He can't bring himself to be Kaifer because Iron Meyez Panav. Uvakulabay Lightlev, Etzem, so then he should murder the whole thing if he's scared to deny it. Vahai Lakafalay, why didn't he murder? He hechlish Damitlay, he doesn't have enough money right now. So he wants to get it, he has enough for half right now. He wants to push it off a little bit. When I have enough money, I'll pay back. I'll just give him a shvua. So Rav Lezev and Yaakov Sava, he couldn't be denied the whole thing. Why not? Because ain't on the Meis, even on the son. Rabban and Sava, boy, who didn't meyes, I have no meyes. And when loy heyes, it didn't even meyes. It could have been the kipakol meisha veidava. And like Rashi explains, like this, according to Rabbanon, say by a godol, say by a katan. If it's the son, there is a migu. Why? Because a person's meyes in the son, in the child. And according to Lesb Yaakov, we're talking that dafka by a katan. Dafka by a katan is the halacha is. That's the chiddush of the case. Not daf, but that's the chiddush of the case. The case of this bride to my katan. Why? Because it says tainis atzmai. Even a katan's tainis have to make a shua. Avada godly have to make a shua. But even a katan, which you would say, there I could have denied the whole thing. Even by a katan, as mechadish lezmi yakov, even by a katan, the halach is you could still make a shua. Still called tainis atzmai, you can make a shua. So let's chesmin always the Gemara again. Seven of the Gemara's Cheshmi Klavia. We have a Chagas Lesb Yaakov and the Rabbanon. A Chagas Lesb Yaakov and the Rabbanon is by both a Godel and a Katan. And the Shaila is, do you have a Migu or not? According to Rabbanon, you have a Migu. Why? Because you could have denied the whole thing. I earned the Meyaz, no aid the Meyaz by Abinoy. According to Lesb Yaakov, there is no Migu. Why not? Because you have a Tain over here. Be'etzem, you have a Tain here. And even there, he is scared to be Meyaz. He is scared to be Meyaz. Why is it called Tainus Atzma, because the Tainus Katan is called Tainus Atzma. That's what comes out from this Gemara. So I just have to speak at the Mashal's Kasha here. Mashal's a Kasha over here. They're like, hey, what's going on here? We couldn't now say Pshat in the Mishnah like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov is Maidet, there's no Taina whatsoever, then Avada you do have a Migu. Only here where you have a Tainus Katan, or Tainus Katan, there you don't have a Migu. But if you don't have any taina, you have a migu. Because that's in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yeshua says there's no taina whatsoever. As I frek the Marashal, the Ramshif, and all the Acharim ask this question. The Ramshif wants to answer that there's a difference between Meishah Aveda and a Pesha Asa. Our Mishnah said Yenemon because of Pesha Asa. In such a case where you go over to a child and Bat Halava, that's not a call of Pesha Asa, that's called a Meishah Aveda, and that wouldn't shtim. Our Mishnah is trying to say that he's made the Pesha Asa, that's his Mahalach, but this is a very big tumult and a very big sugya, exactly what is how to answer this question. If you look at the Marsha, Ramshif, Marshal, you will have huge arichas on this question.